All right, so the big story of the day and of the last couple of days is the scandal with the Washington football team. There are multiple instances, as many as 15 women have come forward, one on the record, describing a hostile and toxic work environment. They've already fired a couple of people in association with this in advance of the story that dropped yesterday in the Washington Post. Daniel Snyder released a sort of a statement today. Ron Rivera, head coach of the Washington football team, is expected or has been expected by Dan Snyder to sort of get out front and address this stuff. But Dan Snyder has been very quiet about it.
Well, this just came out, Mace. He sent a letter, him and his wife, whose name is Tanya.
Yep.
Sent a letter to the team, to everybody that works for the team. I won't read the whole thing, but I'll just read you parts of it. It says, "Team, we are sad and disappointed, as you all are, after reading the story in the Washington Post yesterday. On behalf of the organization, we want to apologize to each of you and to everyone affected by this situation. To create the culture we all want, we need your help. We need you to be part of the process. As we go forward, we'll need to hear from our leadership team, or you will hear from our leadership team in the near future about this action plan. In closing, we want to thank you for everything you do. The offseason has been trying and difficult. We're committed to ensuring this organization is one that promises a high standard of personal conduct while also representing the values of inclusiveness, respect, and diversity. Sincerely, Dan and Tanya." Well, here's the problem with that letter. He spells it right out there. "As we go forward, you will hear more from our leadership team in the near future about this action plan."
Right.
Your leadership team sucks.
Yeah.
Your leadership team is the one that got you into this mess, and they did it in 2018. And you let a lot of these guys hang around. So I think he's got to get a high-profiled, very competent, unquestionable in power female executive to start running this thing, or else it's just all going to get back to where it was 2 years ago, 2 years from now.
Yeah, it sounds like it was kind of like a 1950s office. I mean, verbal abuse and demeaning comments. There was a staircase that was used to look up skirts. There were requests to wear low-cut blouses, suggestions to flirt with wealthy sponsors, outrageous text exchanges, some of which have been printed, no oversight, no HR department. Entire thing appeared to be an open secret, at least among the women. They routinely warned newcomers about what to expect, and heaven help the interns during training camp. As Emily Applegate told the Washington Post, it was
and
the
Emily
most
Applegate was not an intern. She was a paid employee.
She was a paid employee, yeah. She says, "Most miserable experience of my life." So I think that a culture, John, and you have a mixed relationship with the term culture.
Right.
The culture of the Washington football team is led by Daniel Snyder. The culture is created from the top. That's why I don't understand why there's no accountability for Daniel Snyder in all this stuff that was going on, which was apparently an open secret.
I think it's twofold.
You understand what a bad culture is. This was a bad culture.
Right, but it's twofold. I think because Daniel Snyder is not accused of directly perpetrating the behavior. Granted, he's the one who hired a lot of these people, but he didn't do it. That's what's going to give him the political cover to survive this. If the NFL owners were going to move him out, they probably, one of them would have said something by now, don't you think?
No, I don't think, nobody wants to go out on a limb. I think the NFL will probably make its statements through the commissioner. I don't imagine that individual owners are going to come out and hang themselves out publicly on an island with this stuff. I just think, I mean, if you really want to get to the bottom of it, get Daniel Snyder to release those women from their non-disclosure agreements.
I think that's the heart of this whole discussion. That's the one, that's where he lost me last night. Like I've always said, I hate cancel culture. I hate when we call for people's heads. I think people, everybody makes mistakes, and you should be allowed to make mistakes and apologize. The thing I can't get past with Daniel Snyder is that this, and I saw this last night in SportsCenter, they had one of the writers of the Washington Post article come on, and he said twice that they asked Daniel Snyder to release these women from their non-disclosure agreements so they could talk openly about their experience, and Snyder said no. Which to me means you have no interest in changing the culture.
Right.
You just want to keep from getting in trouble.
Yep.
That Mark Cuban treated it completely differently, and I don't mean to praise Mark Cuban because he did allow this to happen.
I think he got off very easy, to be honest with you.
But what he did was he said, I'm not qualified to run this part of the company. Just because I'm the owner doesn't mean, you know, I obviously don't know what I'm doing in this building. I'm only focused on the court. I need somebody who gets it to take over for me in this area. And he went out and hired Cynthia Marshall. I just don't see Dan Snyder doing that. I don't think there's a Cynthia Marshall coming to run the Redskins. Snyder strikes me as the type of guy who is going to maybe never give an interview on this, maybe never face the music. Mark Cuban sat down with Rachel Nichols and let Rachel, who, by the way, used to work at the Washington Post, grill him about anything. And often his answer was, I didn't pay enough attention to what was going on in that part of the business. And I'm very sorry for that, and I'm very guilty of that transgression. Snyder seems to be erring towards, well, when I find out about something, I fix it. But the evidence indicates otherwise. You know, there's stories going back to from 2006 to 2019 in that Washington Post piece.
Right.
It's just over and over and over again. By the way, I would encourage all of you, there's a woman who's quoted in that piece who writes for The Athletic named Rhiannon Walker. And she has written it, and you could tell after you read it how hard it was for her to write it. She has written a first-person account. Her Twitter handle is at InstantRHIPlay. At InstantRHIPlay. She covers that team for The Athletic in D.C., and she talks about how hard, she's 27, she talks about how hard it was for her to speak up about this and why she did it, and tells you exactly how it went down. And when you read it, it's even more compelling than the Post article of how miserable these guys at the Redskins treated women.
Right.
It's just really bad.
Yeah. So we got that going on. We also have, Funch, do you have that promo of Mike Tyson and the shark?
Somebody's going to get bit.
Okay, hit this.
Iron Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet, is back for the ultimate showdown.
Shark Week is hard, man.
Whew. Shark Week's main event, Tyson versus Jaws, Sunday, August 9th on Discovery.
Someone's going to get bit.
Someone's going to get bit. So we get some details now on exactly what this is going to look like.
Really?
Mike Tyson will go one-on-one with a great white shark on Tyson versus Jaws, Rumble on the Reef in August. With famed ring announcer Michael Buffer calling the shots, these two heavyweights will square off underwater, where Tyson will try to score a TKO over a massive shark, claims the Discovery Channel announcement, before adding, all in the name of research. Details of exactly how the baddest man on the planet will face off against the fearsome ocean predator are being kept under wraps, but we're anticipating Tyson being lowered into the water in a cage, possibly in gloves and ring shorts. Who doesn't want to see that?
But wait a minute. If he's in a cage, how does he hit the shark?
I have no idea. Good, just go with this. I have no idea how they're doing it, but the idea of Mike Tyson being lowered in a shark cage wearing shorts and gloves is wildly entertaining to me.
Maybe if you just made holes in the cage that were barely big enough to get the glove out, you could let it.
And he's just going to punch a shark?
Why not?
Punch the shark. Anyway,
well, Mason already said that if you ever get attacked by a shark, what you should do is punch him in the face. Right, Mason?
That is exactly what you do. You punch a shark in the nose.
So this is public more of like service a PSA. Exactly. 100%.
Yeah, punch the shark in the nose. If you Google that, you'll see that's the right way to take down a shark if you're being attacked.
All right, I know I'm watching it.
John, coming up next, we've got our Karen of the Day.
I was wondering when we were going to do that.
Karen of the Day is coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
710 ESPN. Hey, it's Friday. Tomorrow, El Tráfico, LAFC versus the Galaxy. That game is at 7:30. You can hear it here on 710 ESPN. Dave Denholm on the call. If you want to watch it on television, it is an ESPN game tomorrow night. Then the Dodgers open their official exhibition season on Sunday against the Arizona Diamondbacks. They play Arizona Sunday, Monday. Tuesday, they play the Angels in an exhibition game. Then Thursday, they open up against the San Francisco Giants. Johnny Cueto on the mound for the Giants versus Clayton Kershaw, opening day starter. And then 13 days away from Lakers, Clippers in the bubble in NBA.
All right, so Mace, we've been talking a lot about Bryson DeChambeau, the golfer.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so, you know, he's been making headlines lately because he can hit the ball more than 400 yards.
Yes.
All right, so today he was playing at the Jack Nicklaus tournament, the Memorial, in Muirfield, Ohio, where you and Lindsay hail from.
Okay. Jack Nicklaus designed that course.
Yep. So he gets to a par five, and he hit his tee shot into a creek left of the fairway. Now, instead of poking the ball out back into play in the rough, he was still 300 yards from the hole. He attempted to hit a three-wood. That shot flew out of bounds. Then he hit a provisional ball just in case he wasn't able to find the previous shot. That shot went out of bounds.
Oh, no.
He finally had success keeping the ball in bounds, his fourth crack at it, but it settled into the rough, still 40 yards from the hole. DeChambeau then, who was about ready to hit his eighth shot, found his third shot up against a metal boundary fence. He tried to plead his case to a rules official. That ball was still in play. The official said that ball's out of play. Clearly frustrated at the ruling, DeChambeau picked that ball up, then hit his eighth shot onto the green, two-putted to card a 10. Now, that is the worst score he's ever had at a PGA Tour event.
Wow.
The 10 dropped him from 1 over to 6 over. He finished with a birdie on his final hole, but the damage had already been done. He missed the cut, and he's done for the weekend.
Wow. Now Tiger made the cut.
Number one golfer, right?
Yeah, now Tiger made the cut on the number. He's going to play very early tomorrow morning, if you know what I mean.
And I read somewhere he has won that tournament 5 times, I think.
Yeah, that's his tournament. He's very good at, but today he really struggled.
All right, so we've been doing this on a pretty regular basis. Describe what a Karen – you do it the best, Lindsay. Describe what a Karen is.
A Karen is a middle-aged woman, usually white, but as we found out yesterday, not always, who's extremely entitled and thinks everything should go her way and freaks out when it doesn't.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Does this need any setup?
Nope.
Okay.
It's our Karen of the Day.
Just not going to believe this. You are not going to believe what's going on. This is tyranny. What are you guys doing? For people to walk in one direction?
Correct.
Okay, this is insanity. You know this.
Oh, yeah. We're well aware of it.
What the? This is crazy. Who's the town manager for Swampscott? And I bet he supports Charlie Baker. Oh, my God. So people, now what happens if I don't walk in? What if I do this? And I will, because this is what I'm going to do. What happens if I do this? What do they do to me? This is I know you guys are doing your job, but this is insanity. This is tyranny. That's what this is. This is communism. Come on, this is communism. No, it isn't. I have a double master's in nursing. What kind of health is this? You're gonna get a COVID from walking down the street? This is insane. Look at this. Two people who are together walking with a mask, and they're fine Thank God this woman has some sanity, no mask on her. And they're fine with what's going on here. Spray painting arrows on the sidewalk in Swampscott, which means that if you are walking in the wrong direction, if you walk, I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. Take a look. Go to the Swampscott website and find out what happens if you don't walk. It's not these guys' faults. They're just doing their job. But look at this. Look, this is Swampscott. This is where the governor of Massachusetts lives.
This is Swampscott.
All right, now, first of all, Mace, are you still in the middle of watching The Sopranos?
I am, yes.
Tell me that Karen does not sound like Carmela Soprano, Edie Falco.
She did.
Just like her.
She did. She sounds like Carm. Absolutely right. Yeah.
I love all of the different accents that the Karens have.
She was in Boston, or at least in Massachusetts. Apparently, she was in Swampscott, wherever the hell that is.
We're starting to get like a backlog of Karen of the days.
We have so many Karens.
So many Karens.
Where are we going to have a Ken?
Yeah, we need to have a Ken. Well, Monday we'll have a Ken. Ken of the day.
The Kens aren't as prominent, but I'll keep an eye out.
I'll keep an eye out for it.
I've heard that Kens are also Chads as well.
Chads, okay.
See, yeah. I thought Chads were more like of the little, of around our age, like the younger, not so much middle-aged, because I don't know a lot of people in like their 50s, 40s, 50s named Chad. So I thought that the Chads were like similar to Brenda's, which a Brenda would be like the younger person.
So there's a Brenda, a
Brenda
Susan,
goes with Chad,
a Karen, a Chad,
and a Ken.
A Ken. Are you one of those?
Yeah, we got a sweet email or a text. I don't know if I can find it. From a guy, did you see it, Mace? A guy last night after the show that basically...
He texted us?
He tweeted us. And he basically, his point was that... I'm going to find it, but he said that it's unfair that the name Karen has been co-opted because his wife is named Karen. And she's actually like super sweet. And she's a healthcare worker and blah, blah.
So she's a Karen, but she's not a Karen.
So all Karens are not bad, but
it sucks to have that name right now.
Peter Wadhams. Guys, I totally get Karen of the day, but my girlfriend, it's his girlfriend, is a treatment nurse in a skilled nursing facility. She is as frontline as it gets. And this sweet Filipino woman raising a six-year-old daughter is named Karen.
Ugh.
She's your weekly hero. So shout out to Peter's girlfriend, Karen, who's the opposite of the Karens we've been playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have one piece of advice for her. Change your name.
Oh, come on. That ain't right.
Okay, so Forbes magazine has released its list of America's best sports cities. Who do you think is number one?
Now, what constitutes it? Is it like how good the teams are, how good the fans are? How do you define sports city?
It sounds like a culmination of both, right?
It's the combination of teams, success, fan following, excitement, passion. It's based on all those things.
Also TV ratings and social media following.
Oh, TV ratings and social media. Thank you, Funch.
Okay, so if they would have done this poll like back in 2002, it easily would have been LA. But I think a modern day, the city whose teams are good at everything is Boston.
Yep.
The Celtics are good. The Patriots are good. The Red Sox are good. So I think it would probably, I can't say that about LA. Can't say that about Chicago. Can't say it about Dallas. Can't say it about Miami. I got to think Boston's one or two.
Boston is number one.
Yeah. They've had great overall team success. I think they've won a championship in all four major sports in this century.
I want to say a couple of things about Boston. So I was at the Super Bowl when the Rams lost to the Patriots. And it scarred me for life. Because the Patriots fans who were there were so effing obnoxious. Just absolutely obnoxious. And the other reason I don't like Boston is that they closed out their World Series win in 2018 at Dodger Stadium. It's a terrible feeling to watch Boston celebrate at your stadium.
The other city that I'm pretty sure has won a championship in all four major sports, even though it's not one city, it's a region, is Northern California. Well, they haven't won it, but the Niners went to the Super Bowl last year. The Warriors have been dominant. The Sharks won a title. The Giants won three World Series in this decade. So they've got to be top five. San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose has got to be top five.
Number three. San Francisco Bay Area is number three.
All right, number three. Who would be better than them? Well, I guess you could... Chicago and L.A. have...
I was going to say, it's got to be Chicago, right?
Well, Chicago and L.A. have two of every sport. Except L.A., like, the Kings stink, the Ducks stink, the Rams missed the playoffs last year.
But think also about passion. It's not even necessarily... It's also just passion.
Then it's got to be Chicago. It's got to be there.
Chicago's number four.
Yeah.
Okay, you're still missing number two.
All right, but are you saying think passion?
Think passion.
New York. Okay.
I think even bigger than New York, if it's good passion and bad passion, I've never seen fans live and die. I mean, fans literally will. It's never quiet. They're either cheering or booing on every play.
Yep, you're on the right track.
Is Philadelphia?
Philadelphia's number two.
Yeah.
So it goes: Boston one, Philly two, San Francisco Bay Area three, Chicago four. Right. Where do you think L.A. finished?
I don't think that L.A., because we come to the games with our niece and we arrive early and leave late, I think we'd be lucky to make the top 10.
I think this is incredibly unfair. We are number 10.
Yeah. No, it's not.
It's unfair.
Why?
Because there's this idea out there in the middle of the country.
The Lakers and Dodgers are good. Who else is good?
The Rams are good. Rams went to Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Missed playoffs last year.
Yeah, they were 9-7. It's not like they sucked. LAFC won.
The fact that they have two NFL teams and they can't sell out either one of them?
That's not entirely true. Rams sold out of their personal seat licenses. You know what I hate? I hate the people back east who say, they just go to the beach and they go surfing and they go, no, I mean, they're a real life passionate sports fan. You go to the Wright Field Pavilion at Dodger Stadium, man, you are going to get hardcore fans.
All right, but what other city arrives late and leaves early as much as LA?
I think that's just cultural.
No, it's LA.
It's cultural.
I think that
Wait a minute. That's a cop-out. What's cultural?
We've won 30 championships in L.A.
Well, no. Other than the Dodgers and the Lakers, nobody wins anything. USC football. But
USC football had a tremendous run. LAFC set a new record for most points in the MLS last year.
Yeah, but USC football, nobody even shows up anymore.
Well, now, yeah, at the moment. Well, but have won championships.
The poll is 2020, right?
Yeah.
If it was 2000, we are number one. That's when the
As you say, arrive late and leave early.
But in 2000, everybody was good. Dodgers were good. Angels were good. The Rams weren't here yet, right?
No, not here yet.
USC was, going to the...
Yeah, we had no NFL.
Yeah, but USC was like an NFL team.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, it's all timing. Like, Boston's not going to be on top forever.
Can I give my opinion as a transplant from the outside?
Yeah.
I think that Dodgers fans, to me, as somebody who's gone to a lot of spring trainings in both Arizona and Florida, are probably the most passionate sports fans, baseball fans, that I've ever met. Lakers are right up there too, and Lakers fans are so passionate that it sometimes puts them on the brink of being delusional.
Yeah.
And if you take those two teams and single them out, then I think it's probably top three. But I think the NFL and like the flux between what's going on with the NFL teams and moving and everything, I think that that has severely hindered the overall perspective
from
the outsider.
Plus, a brand new $5 billion most expensive ever built stadium.
That was kneecapped by the pandemic.
Well, I mean, obviously you can't help that. I mean, everybody's been kneecapped by the pandemic.
Right, but I'm just saying that doesn't help L.A. That hurts them. I mean, they invested a ton of money and that was it.
Yeah, I think L.A. is an underrated sports city. And Lindsay, you're absolutely right. Dodger fans, Laker fans, hardcore. There are hardcore Lakers and Dodgers fans in L.A. All right, coming up next for you is the thing that John has been waiting all day long. And you've been teasing me on text about this. Hey, I've got this thing. I want to bring it up. How about 5:30? And I'm like, oh, absolutely. Whatever you got, bring it. Bring it big. Bring it loud. Bring it strong.
Yeah.
That's coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. By the way, baseball starting next Thursday. It's official. The Shaky League, which is the fantasy baseball league that I've played in for 31 years. We will hold our draft next Sunday night for a 60-game season. I'm really excited to get some fantasy baseball action going on. It's NL only, and I'm going to throw $50 at Cody Bellinger. $50. I'm going to bid right now.
Did I get uninvited from that league?
No. Do you want to be in it?
You asked me to be in it back in February.
Okay, you're in.
I said yes.
You're in.
And you didn't re-ask me, so I assumed
it.
Boy,
it sounds
you know,
like a very high-demand league.
Right.
Yeah, no, you're in. You're in. Week from Sunday.
Well, it can't be a week from Sunday. It doesn't have to be this Sunday.
We'll be a couple of games into the season. Couple of games. But it's got to be – there are a lot of high-powered executives in this group, and it has to be a week from Sunday. So, Linz, you're in. So, right, Ireland,
so
what is this big, gigantic thing?
I have been waiting all week for this. I can't believe you made me wait. Yeah. Until 5:30 on Friday.
Yep.
Because this story is right up your alley. All right? Do you know what a Chrysopelea paradisi is? Chrysopelea paradisi.
Yeah, it's a flower that grows from a bulb.
Lindsay, you want to take a shot?
No.
Funch?
Say that again.
Chrysopelea paradisi.
Some kind of disease or something?
All good guesses. None of you are right. I swear I'm not making this up. According to a paper published this week at Virginia Tech, in South and Southeast Asia, and Mason, this is going to freak you out.
Oh, no. Every day it's bad news with you. Yesterday there was an earthquake.
This is not bad news. This is spectacular, okay. But it's going to freak you out. Flying snakes.
No!
Flying
what?
Snakes!
There cannot be flying snakes.
Sounds awesome.
It is spectacular. And people thought they didn't exist, and these researchers found them, and they fly through the air, and CNN's been talking about it all week.
All week long, this has been the story?
I can't believe you have not heard about flying snakes. Now, think about how people freak out when snakes slither on the ground.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine a snake flying at you?
And you consider yourself to be a world traveler.
Yes.
But here, Google this. Are you ready? You got a Google window open?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, or if you just Google paradise tree snake, it'll come up. But it's Chrysopelea and then paradisi. Just sound like it sounds.
This isn't one of those things where, like when it was so cold in Florida, the lizards were falling out of the trees and everyone thought they were flying lizards. They're actual snakes.
Little was known about how much these snakes fly before a team of scientists from Virginia Tech published this paper on Monday. Experts say these snakes glide through the air. They make an undulating motion as they move through the air and they can just zap you right in the neck.
This is brutal.
Flying snakes. Did you Google it?
Yeah, I did. I'm looking at video of it. That is absolutely terrifying.
How did you not know, with all the countries you visited, that you could be attacked by a flying snake?
Can you imagine a snake flying at you?
Yes, it's spectacular.
It is not spectacular.
Flying snakes, come on, man.
Scare the living hell out of you.
Take a video if you get attacked by a flying snake.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at the video. They fly. That's crazy.
Flying snakes. So you would have thought I was making that up if you didn't Google it.
This is the year of flying snakes. It's the year
murder hornets.
Of the murder hornet. It's the year of swarms of locusts.
Right.
It's the year from hell, let's be honest.
It is.
Earthquakes coming on the San Andreas Fault.
Yep.
You're going to get a mace. You're going to be sitting in your fancy Venice pad getting stoned, and all of a sudden, a flying snake is going to come flying through the window. Then an earthquake's going to hit.
It's absolutely terrifying.
Your house is going to crack in half.
Yeah.
And there it is. Dogs and cats living together, end of the world kind of stuff. Flying snakes!
2020 blows. It really does.
Come on, man. You got flying snakes. I just turned 57. Took me that long to discover flying snakes.
Yeah.
I want to see one.
Mostly in Indonesia, it says.
So you've been to Indonesia, haven't you?
I've never been to Indonesia, no.
Well, you'll get there eventually.
It's on my list. Oh,
this
God.
This is one of the advantages of only going on vacation in the domestic United States like me and only staying at five-star resorts.
You steer clear of flying snakes.
You cannot get attacked by a flying snake.
I may get
attacked by a flying four iron if somebody gets mad and throws their club.
True.
That's it.
Flying snakes. Wow.
Flying snakes!
That's so creepy. That is so creepy. Yep, there it goes. Flying through the air. They sort of like wiggle in the air and then catch on to another tree.
I'm a little bit shocked that you needed me to introduce you to flying snakes.
Normally I'm the one that can find stuff like this.
As tuned into world travel as you are. But I saw that, I thought, this is right up Mason's alley. And that's why I've been demanding all week to put it in the show. And you barely got it in.
There's always like one last thing that we've been saving up for the week.
Now, aren't you glad? Flying snakes.
I am relieved that we got that in.
All right, now whose game is it today? Is it my game or is it your game?
My game.
Okay, so I've got a chance to catch Lindsay.
And the score is Lindsay 4, Mason 3, Ireland 3. Brian Kamenetsky is a fill-in 1. And Funch. Hello, Funch.
Funch Day. Now, we're going to have an announcement soon. But we're running out of Funch Days.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so it's not that anybody's going anywhere, except that Funch is going to have to start waking up earlier, and he's going to be ineligible to play Game of Games soon. Funch, you got to strike, man. You got to get out of this slump.
Here comes that 30-day winning streak.
You got to swing at every pitch, man. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay. Game of Games is coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710
Flying
ESPN.
Snakes!
It's Game of Games time, and I have got the game somewhere here.
Oh, not again.
Uh-oh,
oh, no. Did I lose the
game? Again?
Did I lose the game?
Sounds like
Wait
a mobile move.
I've been screaming at him to email
it just
to
went
himself.
Away.
You're just a moron. All right, so do you want me to do a game and you can do Monday and Tuesday?
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. Okay.
I was going to say, I'm convinced John has like 30 games saved up.
No,
yeah, John has a lot of games.
I work one game ahead, specifically because Mason literally would lose his pants if he wasn't in quarantine. How do you lose like an entire game?
Found it.
All right.
It just shut down. All right, here we go. So this game is called Something, Anything, Everything.
Okay.
7 questions. Can be about anything. Your name is your buzzer.
Come on, Funches.
Funch, we're all rooting for you.
Thanks.
Number one.
Love the support.
Number one. As the expression goes, if something hardly ever happens, it happens once in a what?
Lindsay.
John. Actually, no. Lindsay, I think, got it.
I think I got it, too. Blue moon. Once in a blue moon.
Blue moon. Yeah. Once in a blue moon. Lindsay takes a 1-0 lead. It was very close, but I think it was Lindsay that got that. Number two, Pete Rose is the all-time MLB leader in hits. Ty Cobb is second. Who is third?
John? Honus Wagner.
No.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
You said Pete Rose, Ty Cobb, Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron is correct.
Wow. Lindsay
takes a 2-0 lead.
Good guess.
Wow. All right.
Bunch, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. In Guardians of the Galaxy, what character repeatedly says, I am Groot?
Funch.
Oh, Funch got that.
I'm going to go to
no
Funch.
Way. No way. I'm
Groot.
First.
Groot.
Groot, yeah. The character that repeatedly says, I am Groot, is Groot.
Want to know what? I've never even seen that movie. The only character I know from that movie is Groot, so I was going to guess that anyway.
Those are funny movies. Those are great movies. All right.
Not dead yet, Funch.
Lindsay 2, Funch 1, John nothing. Who leads the Lakers this year in steals Lindsay. Per game? Lindsay?
Alex Caruso?
No.
Funch. Avery Bradley.
No.
John.
Steals per game. John.
LeBron.
No. It's Anthony Davis.
Oh, wow.
Anthony Davis, a steal and a half a game. LeBron and Danny Green, 1.2 steals per game.
Wow.
All right, so it's Lindsay 2, Funch 1, John nothing. Who is the reigning Super Bowl champion?
John.
Lindsay.
John.
They beat the Niners. It's Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs is correct.
Okay.
Now, wow, it's Lindsay 2, Funch 1, John 1.
How many are left?
I've got two left and then a tiebreaker if necessary.
I got to get them both. All right.
Okay. We've talked about this on the show, so I think it's fair. According to Marvel, how many Infinity Stones are
John.
There?
Lindsay.
I think John got there first.
There are, oh my gosh, it's either 5 or 6. I'm going to go 6.
6 is absolutely correct. John Ireland.
Doesn't watch a Marvel movie at all.
He knows how many Infinity Stones there are.
I've never seen it. I just know because of Zion's necklace.
Yep. All right. And the last, so it's John 2, Lindsay 2, Funch 1. I've got a tiebreaker.
Not dead yet,
necessary.
Funch.
Last year, who led the Dodgers in batting average?
John.
Lindsay.
John.
Cody Bellinger.
Cody Bellinger is correct, and John
Victory!
Takes the win.
Oh, coming from behind.
Wow. It was dramatic. Would you have had the right answer, Lindsay?
Yeah. I know that one.
Funch, would you have had the right answer?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. I could have took a good guess, though, but probably
damn,
not Bellinger.
Funch. Damn. You've got to win some of these games on the way out.
All right,
on the
so
way
what's,
out, where's
what,
it going?
What are the stats going into the weekend?
Going into the weekend, Ireland 4, Lindsay 4, Mason 3, Brian Kamenetsky is a fill-in 1, and Funch, 0. Funch, when is Funch Day coming?
Hopefully Monday. And
Monday is Funch
Wednesday,
Day.
Thursday and
We're
Friday.
You know what? We're actually going to put that in the promo.
Please do.
Let's put that in the promo. Today is Funch Day. That's perfect. Nobody will know what the hell we're talking about. That's okay. All right. Do we have Sliwa coming up? Let's stop on one more thing here. Let's circle back to the NFL story that we actually started the entire show with. Right now, there is so much confusion in the National Football League over exactly what is supposed to happen and how it's supposed to happen. So Monday, rookies are expected to report to camp for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans, and the NFL has done little or nothing to come up with an actual protocol for how to handle stuff. Right now, they are planning to test players 3 times a week compared to in Major League Baseball in the NBA, where players are getting tested on a daily basis, and the NFL Players Union is upset about this and may instruct players not to go to camp.
I think they're going to work it out. I've been seeing tweets over the last hour that they're going to continue talking through the weekend, and my guess is there's too much at stake. There's too much money at stake. There's too many guys that want to play. I think they're going to get this worked out by Monday. And like you pointed out earlier in the show, they have an unlimited pool of money to do whatever it needs to be done. If they want to increase testing, they can increase testing. If they want to privatize some of these hotels, they could do that. They're a cash cow that no other league can compete with.
Two head coaches told Yahoo they have been handcuffed the past few days on what to instruct their players and staff, from setting schedules to giving coaches an idea of when to return to their summer breaks. That has led to a cycle of confusion and inertia, all taking place while COVID-19 spikes in some states, leaving the head coaches concerned about asking players to fly. So it doesn't sound like training camps are going to happen on time.
No, my prediction is August, no games at all. Like, so the preseason games that are scheduled are going away. September is training camp, and I think they're going to start first weekend in October. I think you're going to have that weekend off of the 13th that you were hoping to get into the new SoFi Stadium to go boo the Astros at Dodger Stadium.
So you think that I will get into Dodger Stadium?
By September, I'm hopeful. Hopeful. I don't think it'll be packed, but I think there will be some fans.
Because as of right now, I have it on good authority that I will not be at any of the games for the time being.
Why do you think?
Because I was told that.
But do you mean, when you say you will not be, do you mean no fans will be? Or they're mad at you?
Oh, no, nobody's mad at me. Okay. They're just, radio guys aren't going to be at the game.
No, what if you buy tickets?
Well, no, I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about like next Thursday.
Oh, yeah, you're not going.
Yeah, radio guys aren't going to be at the games.
I'm talking about September.
Yeah, September. So September 20, what is that date? September 23rd?
September 13th is when the 12th and 13th are when the Astros come to Dodger Stadium.
What a gigantic, man, I'm telling you, God help us. I would love to be part of the 20% capacity at both of those games. I don't think they'll let more than 20% capacity in, do you?
Let me ask you this. You walk downstairs to Starbucks to pick something up in September, and there's Alex Bregman in line right in front of you. Do you do anything to acknowledge him? He's 6 feet in front of you because they're still practicing social distancing.
Cheater, cheater, cheater.
That's what you would say?
Yep.
That's very well thought out
and
sophisticated.
Cheater, cheater. We'd build a chant.
You know what I would do?
What?
I'd walk over to the trash can.
Yep.
I'd pick it up and start beating on it.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's much
but
better
you,
than cheater, cheater, cheater.
You, of course,
cheater,
would get the last word saying, cheater, cheater, cheater.
Yep, I would get the last word. And how would he even respond? By the way, you know what's weird about this?
I don't think he would.
On my short trip to Hawaii that lasted 2 days during the pandemic, there was an Astros fan at the game. At the pool. And he was wearing an Astros hat, and I was wearing a Dodgers hat. And I stared him down.
I could feel
the shame coming off of him.
I'm sure you put the fear of God into him.
He knew that I knew that they cheated. He knew I knew everything. Everybody knows what they did.
Yeah, if there were fans in stadiums, it would have been a very long year for them.
Oh, it would have been.
They're helped more by no fans in stadiums than any other team.
They might be. All right, so we got Sliwa coming up.
Yeah, and we're not playing Family Feud again. That was awful yesterday. He just wet the bed on that.
He wet the bed. Yes, he did. All right, coming up next for you.
Hey, what are you doing, guys?
Alan Sliwa will be here for Crosstalk. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Ladies and gentlemen, the five words that light up Los Angeles every weeknight.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Alan Sliwa joins us. Sliwa, what's up?
Everybody just goes crazy when they hear those five words.
When they hear I guess it's the enthusiasm behind it that people pick up on.
Okay, so how long are you willing to drive for a day trip on Sunday? What's the max that you'll drive?
Yeah, looking for something safe and cool to do on Sunday. Probably drive an hour and a half.
Okay, underrated.
Yep.
I think it's underrated. Big Bear is underrated. 2 hours away from L.A. I think that's a great day trip.
Big Bear?
Yeah.
Never been there.
Really?
Never been to Big Bear.
Never been to Big Bear.
It's
Isn't
nice.
That where
it's
you go skiing and stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of a haul to get to.
just because you're going up. Yeah, you're going up like 6,000 elevation.
I'd go Santa Barbara, Mace.
Santa Barbara?
I'd go Santa Barbara, or I would go Terranea, but I don't think Terranea is going to be far enough away for you.
Well, Terranea, what am I going to do there? It's a golf course, isn't it?
No, Terranea is a resort. You could walk on the trails down in the ocean. Look it up. Terranea is spectacular.
Santa Barbara's probably going to have all those restaurants that are out in patios. Those will be open. Malibu, but Malibu's not. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are no restaurants open now, right? Well, all the restaurants are closed except for takeout.
Well, if they have outdoor seating, like at Terranea, there's a place called Nelson's where you can sit out and look at the ocean. It's pretty
cool.
You
can still sit out.
Yeah. It's named after Lloyd Bridges, who used to be on this show called Sea Hunt.
Sure.
And his name was Mike Nelson. And that's where they used to film Sea Hunt.
Off
the coast of Palos Verdes. So there's a place there called Nelson's.
Yeah. I'm trying to get out of the house on a good run one day a week. My ritual is I get up in the morning and I walk for about 3 miles. I do a 3 mile walk. Then I come home, I do some yoga. Then after yoga, I get ready for the show. But there's a drive to Starbucks in there. One drive to Starbucks. That's like my one time getting in my car and driving somewhere once a day. Give me my passion tea with five equals, and I'm happy. But at least
five?
It gets me out of the house. Yeah, five equals. Jeez. Juan says that that's really bad for you.
He's right. Juan is correct. But I go everywhere I normally go. I just wear a mask.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
Same I just thing. Wear I wear a mask everywhere I go.
I guess you don't go grocery shopping, nothing?
I went to the store twice today.
Yeah, we use Instacart. It just shows up at the door. It's perfect. I don't find the need to go out. I would love to find a restaurant where I feel safe. You know, the more I hear about this thing, I'm like I don't want to get it. I don't want to have it. It sounds like no fun. Like Freddie Freeman, who got it from the Braves, not going to be ready for the regular season.
Sliwa, I'm kind of changing subjects here, but did you see Montrezl Harrell left the bubble?
Yeah, I saw that. Personal reasons or family reasons.
Yeah, I hope everything's mm-hmm. okay with him. But looking at it from a basketball angle, could the Clippers win the West without him?
I heard you guys chat about this a little bit earlier. That's a major, major piece for the Clippers. Him and probably Lou Williams, those are arguably the two best six men in the NBA.
Matter of fact, I think they announced today that they're going to base the awards, all the awards, on what happened up until March 11th.
No, I think Harrell will be sixth man of the year.
I do too. So I think he is a good player, but I think they could win the West without him simply because he's not Paul George or Kawhi. Like with the Lakers, every time something happens with the Lakers, I say to myself, as long as it's not LeBron or Anthony Davis, the Lakers still have a great shot. I would feel the same way about the Clippers if it wasn't PG or Kawhi.
John, that's their, I think the one, if you say, okay, what's the one strength Clippers have over Lakers? It's after their top two players. That's their, you know, their depth and everything that comes with it. And probably, by the way, Montrezl Harrell, one of the things that was so great watching that game on that Sunday, John, right before we stopped playing basketball, we got a chance to see Markieff Morris kind of match up against Montrezl Harrell. And not to say that that's apples to apples, but that specific player gave the Lakers so much flexibility where AD doesn't have to guard him all the time. But that'd be a major, major piece. Do you guys like the idea of Shams' tweet a little bit earlier that they will not be, or they're basically – they're not going to add these last eight games into their individual stats for the regular season.
It makes sense. I think everybody's going to be a little ragged. I personally don't think we're going to see great basketball in the seeding games.
And by the way,
guys,
Alan,
are getting tuned up.
It's not that they're not going to count the stats. They're going to count the stats. They're just not going to figure it into the awards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it won't matter for MVP and Rookie of the Year and all that stuff.
Correct.
Which I agree with.
Who then? Rookie of the Year will be John Morant.
John Morant. Right.
Do you guys, and I don't agree with it, but you think it's Giannis for MVP?
Giannis for MVP.
I would vote for LeBron.
I think LeBron's having an unbelievable season, but I think the world has decided Giannis.
So does it wrap it up for Anthony Davis for Defensive Player of the Year?
Giannis is going to get some votes. For
yeah, he's definitely going to get some votes.
I would vote for AD, but I'm biased. I see him play every game. But Giannis has been excellent defensively. He'll get some votes for that. I think Rudy Gobert is probably, because of what happened with the coronavirus, is probably not top of mind for any type of award. I think Anthony Davis probably has the inside track to that.
I think he gets it. I kind of, just because if the season's ending right now, I think the conversation was that, and Giannis is amazing, but that AD would be defensive player. You guys said on six man.
Defense, by the way, is definitely going to be either Anthony Davis or Giannis, I think.
How about most improved? You think Ingram has a chance for that? I think
Ingram has got a chance. I think Bam Adebayo. Mm-hmm. He's got a chance. What about Jason Tatum?
All good names. What about Dwight?
Well, I mean, see, Dwight is in a weird category. Like, if they were still giving comeback player of the year,
right,
it would
right.
be Dwight in a walk. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if
I don't
most
think
improved.
Dwight, yeah, I don't think he would get it. I don't think he would get it. I think some of these other names that were kind of thrown around there.
But I think it might very well be Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
And sixth man, I think, is Montrezl Harrell.
Could be Lou again. Could be Lou Williams again.
And Dennis Schroeder, another, you know, from Oklahoma City.
He's another guy, yeah.
I think
mm-hmm. Coach of the Year I think I know who's going to get it, but who would you guys vote for?
I think I know who'll get it too. I think Nick Nurse will probably.
Yeah, Nick
get
Nurse
it.
Is
Disagree.
Pretty impressive.
Disagree.
Who do you think gets it?
I think Taylor Jenkins, the coach of the Grizzlies, gets it. There is not one preseason prediction that had the Grizzlies in the playoffs. Zero. And they're going to beat out Portland and New Orleans. And San Antonio, I think that's the guy who gets it. I think Billy Donovan gets some votes, definitely. Too.
Billy Donovan, for sure.
But I think since Nick Nurse won the title last year, he's probably...
But he lost Kawhi, and they're still right there.
Mm-hmm. Right, but they're not first. And Taylor Jenkins got a team into the playoffs in a loaded Western Conference, and so did Billy Donovan. Nobody picked OKC. Nobody picked Memphis to make the finals, or to make the playoffs.
What do you guys think for executive? Executive
Rob Pelinka.
I think it should be Rob Pelinka.
Think about this. The Lakers had missed the playoffs for 5 years or 6 years?
6 years.
Six years.
So they missed the playoffs for 6 years. And then they go to number one because he engineered the Anthony Davis trade. Everybody said he was crazy to hire Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel's been fantastic.
Yep.
Everybody said, well, that roster is never going to work. Danny Green's not going to fit.
Boogie goes down, signs Dwight Howard.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know who I'd put second.
I think he pushed every right button.
I think, John, they'll also be in the conversation, Lawrence Frank, and probably Sam Presti, wouldn't you say? I mean, just the way we're complimenting Oklahoma City and complimenting Billy Donovan, he'll probably get some love in there, too.
Yeah, except that... By pulling off the Anthony Davis trade and hiring Frank Vogel, I think people thought this was going to be a stepping stone process, that the Lakers were probably going to have to climb the ladder. And for them to be, what did they finish, 48-14 before the break?
Yeah.
To me, it's Pelinka.
You know, the one team, and maybe this is the sleeper team in the West, you know what team has got the third best record in the league since Thanksgiving? Is Oklahoma City.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Why
they got off to a terrible, terrible start.
And everybody thought when they traded Paul George and Westbrook that they were basically mailing it in.
Rebuilding.
That they were stocking up draft picks and they were going to be in the tank for a couple of years. And instead, they've been really good. Although
John,
the Lakers beat them in OKC without LeBron and AD.
That's right. That was a blowout, too. What team, I mean, other than the Clippers... Is there another team that you think has a shot in the West? I know people are saying, oh, this team could be a sneaker. A lot of
slim,
people say
sliver of possibility
Rockets.
For Houston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think Denver can do it. I think Houston.
I don't think Utah can do it.
No, especially without Bogdanovich. I think Houston's the team to watch.
Yep. And I think part of it is we just don't know what we're going to get. We don't know what it's going to look like exactly. And if they play a team like the Lakers, then the Lakers need to go small, probably play AD at the five. I mean, it's an interesting matchup because down there, D'Antoni's, they're trying something completely new. It's a complete experiment down there to play P.J. Tucker at the five and have that be your big man moving Clint Capela out. I mean, I just think that's a roll of the dice. It either crashes and burns or is a wild success. And I would say that's the one team outside of Lakers, Clippers in the West that I could see going to the finals. But, I mean, it's highly, highly, highly unlikely.
But, Mace, I like that gamble. I remember when that first happened and both of you were complimenting it. Like, hey, if you're gonna gamble, if you're the Houston Rockets, what do you really have to lose? Because you're not going to win a championship the way you were, just the way that, you know, with Clint Capela at center. I like the gamble. Like you said, it could come down crashing and nothing works, or maybe they just get lucky and the timing is right and they're maybe to pull some, or able to pull something off that nobody has ever tried.
So Sliwa, do you have something exciting planned for the show tonight?
I do have something very, very exciting planned for the show tonight.
Okay. By the way, Not Stepdad Leo wants to point out, because I was ordering while he was on the phone, I got six equals in my passion tea. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
Is equal really bad for you?
It's basically sugar.
But it's not sugar. It has no calories.
Right, but it's like it's not good for you.
But isn't it neutral?
No.
Like not bad for you and not good for you?
No. And certainly,
how can it be bad for you? There's no calories.
Because you're taking six of them.
Yeah, but there's still no calories. Six is the same number of calories as one.
I think you should have 12 then.
Yeah, I mean, I've not heard any research that says equal is going to get you.
I'm trying to see if there's some negative news on equal. I don't see anything.
Yeah, no negative news on equal. All right, coming up next, Sliwa's come up with something. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but he has come up with something here that we're going to do that it's kind of like the Houston Rockets. It's either going to be great or it's going to crash and burn. So that's Sliwa on next.
How you doing, guys?
Mason in Ireland, Crosstalk, 710 ESPN.
All right, Crosstalk on 710 ESPN is powered by PowerPro Heating and Air and their Cross-Trade PowerPro Service Specials. Great Cross-Trade service for our listeners right now. $99 drain cleaning. Go to powerproplumbing.com for all your information. All right, Mace, I got some great news for you.
Oh, good. I'm looking for great news.
I have some really, really good news for you.
Okay, good.
It's official.
Yep.
Major League Baseball is going to use the crowd noise. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
Mason, I have bad news for you.
What?
Equal, this is from Starfish and Coffee.
It's the old good news, bad news.
Equal is aspartame. People who have a condition called phenylketonuria, PKU, shouldn't use aspartame. People who are taking medications for schizophrenia should also avoid aspartame. Still, the consumption of aspartame by people conscious about their sugar intake continues to soar. When it comes to aspartame, your best bet, as with sugar, is to consume it in limited amounts. So having six every time you have an iced tea is probably not smart.
Well, that's not just six in the iced tea. It's also five in the morning coffee.
There you go.
And then it's another five in my...
That there's nothing wrong with it because it has no calories. Sounds like a winner.
I still stand by that. I don't buy whoever said that.
Okay, I'm good just to not. Know.
I need stevia. To have more scientific research.
Mace, you ever try stevia? Just using that instead, or not?
Well, is there a difference between stevia
Mace,
and equal?
This one from Cameron Porter. Equal, like many replacement sugars, has been linked to cancer and other serious illness. Try honey or stevia.
So stevia is okay.
Natural sweetener.
So I could have seven stevias in my tea.
Aspartame was also in Diet Coke. That's why my wife hated Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah. She called it liquid death.
But you
All right,
go
now,
ahead and load up.
That's the bad news. Now, give me the good news.
We gave you the good news.
Do you want to expound on it, or where'd you get what's the source? Do you want to explain it again? What do you got?
Major League Baseball.
Do you think it's going to be better the second time he does?
Yeah, yeah.
MLB the Show during the game. So it's official. They are going to use it. I know some players not crazy about it, but they're actually, I guess they have 75 different effects and reactions on MLB the Show, which is the, you know, obviously the
sure, we played game. That, yeah.
So they're using this off from the San Diego Studios, a branch from Sony Interactive Entertainment. They're taking a page out of the two European soccer leagues who are doing the same thing. So that is no longer like, should they do it? Should they not do it? It's across the board, it sounds
good.
Like.
You know what that means, Funch? Everybody clap your hands.
All right.
Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands.
Right on cue. Now, Funch, what's this thing you found?
What's that?
I thought
this thing you found
during the break that you found some funny audio. Did I mishear all of that?
We found another Karen, basically, and one of our salespersons people sent another Karen, and it was basically
Are we saving it for?
We're saving it for the Karen of the day. Karen of the day. We only have one room for one Karen.
The Karens are gold.
Mace, yeah,
but it's not just one Karen; it's a bunch of Karens.
Okay, good. Mace, hog fan in L.A. My son is type 1 diabetic. Children's Hospital told us aspartame is essentially poison. Go with stevia or honey. That seems to be.
Well, see, honey has calories. Does stevia have calories?
I don't know, but it's not poison.
Yeah, I think people are they're exaggerating the downside of Equal.
Mm-hmm. But honey, when it has calories, but just the fact that it's more natural would be better for you.
I don't know. I just can't afford the calories, man. I've got the quarantine 12 right now.
Are you on one of those right now? You count everything that you have? Like you put everything in an app or no?
No, I'm not at that point, but I know how many calories I have every day and I've had too many and I've gained 12 pounds during this quarantine.
Okay, so remember right before we did the hot dog challenge, I said I've been doing keto?
Yeah.
So I was 7 up probably about a month and a half ago in the quarantine. Now I'm, if you keep that 7, if you add it, I'm probably 11 down.
You're 11 down?
Yes.
On keto?
Yes.
And what exact, keto's like Atkins, isn't it?
It's a lot of Equal. You take a ton of
Equal. A lot of Equal? Good, I'm on the right track. No, what is keto then?
So keto, it's actually about counting your carbs.
Okay.
So they don't pay attention to counting your calories. It's about
counting Mace.
Your carbs.
Yeah.
I just Googled side effects of aspartame. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Aspartame contains 4 calories per gram, similar to sugar.
What?
It is, however, 200 times sweeter than sugar.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's what I like.
This means that only a tiny amount of aspartame is necessary to sweeten food and drink.
No, see, I like everything sweet. I've got the ultimate sweet tooth.
Yeah, but because you're putting 6 of those in, that's 1,200 times a gram of sugar.
Mmm, delicious.
That's ridiculous.
I love things that sweet. Wait a minute. I'm the guy that came on the air today. Sleewa, I don't know if you heard this or not, but you know, I order donuts on a regular basis from DK's Donuts in Santa Monica. Just mm-hmm. unsolicited plug. And I always get the vanilla cream donuts, and I get a side of vanilla cream. So that you can actually take the cream-filled donut, dip it into the vanilla cream, and get double the cream.
Oh, Mace, you're not going to like this.
Oh, no. What now?
News reports over the last few decades have claimed that aspartame causes or increases the risk of headaches, dizziness, seizure, depression, ADHD, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, cancer, lupus, and congenital disabilities.
My God. Isn't that most diseases?
I think they left maybe one or two out.
Blender.
That's a pretty complete list of diseases. And it's all because of Equal?
Because of aspartame, which is in Equal.
So a friend just texted me and said, try Truvia. That's stevia.
Okay.
Yeah, stevia is the natural sweetener.
The natural sweetener. And not the Equals, which will kill me.
But basically, apparently, you should worry less about calories and worry more about carbs.
No, screw you, Don 11. I'm down 11.
Sliwa, I'm down.
F you.
I'm down during the pandemic, too. I'm down about 6.
Oh, come on. What is going on? I'm the only one that's getting fat during this thing.
You're the only one that's ordering donuts on a nightly basis and
side
having
of cream.
Them delivered to your house.
Side of cream. Ooh, side of cream. Yeah.
Have you ever gone to one of those, what are they called, like donut bars or whatever it is?
A donut bar.
No, what it is like.
Yeah, you know what? That's where I go at night.
This is literally that you pick the type of donut you want. They cut it in half, and then they just start putting all the toppings inside.
Oh, that's so whatever you want good. In there. Where is this donut bar you speak
of? I think there's one. Is it Eagle Rock or it's Highland Park, something like that?
A donut bar. I got to look that up. I'm sure they do carry it.
Hey, Sliwa, is the donut bar the place where it's 624?
It's closed.
Oh.
The donut bar's closed. Yeah, the donut bar just closed.
Donut bar just closed. So did us. Monday, Charles Robinson's going to join us. We're getting ready for baseball. Dodgers have their first exhibition game on Sunday night against Arizona. We can talk about that. Galaxy versus LAFC tomorrow. We'll round that up for you. And the latest from the bubble.
Very exciting.
Sliwa, what do you got?
Ben Lyons coming on 7 to 8. So we'll chop it up with Ben.
Cool. All right. See you Monday. Have a good weekend, everybody. Mason Ireland in the books for this week, 710 ESPN.
All right. Crosstalk on 710 ESPN is powered by PowerPro Heating and Air and their Cross-Trade PowerPro Service Specials. Great Cross-Trade service for our listeners right now. $99 drain cleaning. Go to powerproplumbing.com for all your information. All right, Mason, I got some great news for you.
Oh, good. I'm looking for great news.
I have some really, really good news for you.
Okay, good.
It's official.
Yep.
Major League Baseball is going to use the crowd noise. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
Mason, I have bad news for you.
What?
Equal, this is from Starfish and Coffee.
It's the old good news, bad news.
Equal is aspartame. People who have a condition called phenylketonuria, PKU, shouldn't use aspartame. People who are taking medications for schizophrenia should also avoid aspartame. Still, the consumption of aspartame by people conscious about their sugar intake continues to soar. When it comes to aspartame, your best bet, as with sugar, is to consume it in limited amounts. So having 6 every time you have an iced tea is probably not smart.
Well, that's not just 6 in the iced tea. It's also 5 in the morning coffee.
There you go.
And then it's another 5 in my...
That there's nothing wrong with it because it has no calories. Sounds like a winner.
I still stand by that. I don't buy whoever said that.
Okay, I'm good just to not, know.
I need stevia. To have more scientific research.
Mace, you ever try stevia? Just using that instead or not?
Well, is there a difference between stevia
Mace,
and
this
equal?
This one from Cameron Porter. Equal, like many replacement sugars, has been linked to cancer and other serious illness. Try honey or stevia.
So stevia is okay.
Natural sweetener.
So I could have 7 stevias in my tea.
Aspartame was also in Diet Coke. That's why my wife hated Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah. She called it liquid death.
But you
All
just
right,
go
now,
ahead and
on,
load up.
That's the bad news. Now give me the good news.
We gave you the good news.
Do you want to expound on it, or where'd you get what's the source? Do you want to explain it again? What do you got?
Major League Baseball.
Do you think it's going to be better the second time he does?
MLB The Show during the game. So it's official. They are going to use it. I know some players not crazy about it, but they're actually, I guess they have 75 different effects and reactions on MLB The Show, which is the, obviously the
Sure, we played game. That, yeah.
So they're using this off from the San Diego Studios, a branch from Sony Interactive Entertainment. They're taking a page out of the two European soccer leagues who are doing the same thing. So that is no longer like, should they do it? Should they not do it? It's across the board, it sounds
good.
Like.
You know what that means, Funch? Everybody clap your hands.
All right.
Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands.
Right on cue. Now, Funch, what's this thing you found?
What's that?
I thought
this
you
thing
said
you found
during the break that you found some funny audio. Did I mishear all of that?
We found another Karen, basically, and one of our salespersons people sent another Karen, and it was basically
Are we saving it for?
We're saving it for the Karen of the day. Karen of the day. We only have one room for one Karen.
The Karens are gold,
Mace. Yeah,
but it's not just one Karen; it's a bunch of Karens.
Okay, good, Mace. Hog fan in L.A. My son is type 1 diabetic. Children's Hospital told us aspartame is essentially poison. Go with stevia or honey. That seems to be...
Well, see, honey has calories. Does stevia have calories?
I don't know, but it's not poison.
Yeah, I think people are they're exaggerating the downside of Equal.
Mm-hmm. But honey, when it has calories, but just the fact that it's more natural would be better for you.
I don't know. I just can't afford the calories, man. I've got the quarantine 12 right now.
Are you on one of those right now? You count everything that you have? Like you put everything in an app or no?
No, I'm not at that point, but I know how many calories I have every day and I've had too many and I've gained 12 pounds during this quarantine.
Okay, so remember right before we did the hot dog challenge, I said I've been doing keto?
Yeah.
So I was 7 up probably about a month and a half ago in the quarantine. Now I'm, if you keep that 7, if you add it, I'm probably 11 down.
You're 11 down?
Yes.
On keto?
Yes.
And what exact, keto's like Atkins, isn't it?
It's a lot of Equal. You take a ton of Equal.
A lot of Equal? Good. I'm on the right track. No, what is keto then?
So keto, it's actually about counting your carbs.
Okay.
So they don't pay attention to counting your calories. It's about
hey, Mace.
Yeah.
I just Googled side effects of aspartame. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Aspartame contains 4 calories per gram, similar to sugar.
What?
It is, however, 200 times sweeter than sugar.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's what I like.
This means that only a tiny amount of aspartame is necessary to sweeten food and drink.
No, see, I like everything sweet. I've got the ultimate sweet tooth.
Yeah, but because you're putting 6 of those in, that's 1,200 times a gram of sugar.
Mmm, delicious.
It's ridiculous.
I love things that sweet. Wait a minute. I'm the guy that came on the air today. Sleewa, I don't know if you heard this or not, but, you know, I order donuts on a regular basis from DK's Donuts in Santa Monica, just mm-hmm. unsolicited plug. And I always get the vanilla cream donuts, and I get a side of vanilla cream so that you can actually take the cream-filled donut, dip it into the vanilla cream, double the cream.
Oh, Mace, you're not going to like this.
Oh, no. What now?
News reports over the last few decades have claimed that aspartame causes or increases the risk of headaches, dizziness, seizure, depression, ADHD, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, cancer, lupus, and congenital disabilities.
My God. Isn't that most diseases?
I think they left maybe one or two out.
Blender.
That's a pretty complete list of diseases. And it's all because of Equal?
Because of aspartame, which is in Equal.
So a friend just texted me and said, try Truvia. That's stevia.
Okay.
Yeah, stevia is the natural sweetener.
The natural sweetener. And not the Equals, which will kill me.
But basically, apparently, you should worry less about calories and worry more about carbs.
No, screw you, Down 11. Hey, I'm down 11.
Sleewa, I'm down.
F you.
I'm down during the pandemic, too. I'm down about 6.
Oh, come on. What is going on? I'm the only one that's getting during this thing.
You're the only one that's ordering donuts on a nightly basis and
side
having
of cream
them delivered to your house.
Side of cream. Ooh, oh, side of cream. Yeah.
Have you ever gone to one of those, what are they called, like donut bars or whatever it is? Like
donut bar.
What it is,
you know what? That's where I go at night.
This is literally that you pick the type of donut you want. They cut it in half, and then they just start putting all the toppings inside.
Oh, that
so whatever
so
you want
good
in there.
Where is this donut bar you speak
of? I think there's one is it Eagle Rock or it's Highland Park, something like
that? A
donut
bar. I got to look that up. I'm sure they do carry it.
Hey, Sleewick, is the donut bar the place where it's 624?
It's closed.
Oh.
The donut bar closed. Yeah, the donut bar just closed.
Donut bar just closed. So did us. Monday, Charles Robinson's going to join us. We're getting ready for baseball. Dodgers have their first exhibition game on Sunday night against Arizona. We can talk about that. Galaxy versus LAFC tomorrow. We'll round that up for you. And the latest from the bubble.
Very exciting.
Sliwa, what do you got?
Ben Lyons coming on 7 to 8. So we'll chop it up with Ben.
Cool. All right. See you Monday. Have a good weekend, everybody. Mason Ireland in the books for this week, 7:10 ESPN.